MFR News.
Reporting from Wick on the 21st anniversary of the unexplained death of Kevin MacLeod, I'm Brian Rutherford.
Put aside any allegiances or any fears that they have in relation to coming forward, do the right thing on behalf of the family and come forward.
Police Scotland's first ever public appeal for information about the 24-year-old's drowning comes on the day that Kevin's mum, June, laid yet another bouquet of flowers at the town's harbour.
Anybody search their conscience and have a heart so that we can get on with our lives. And maybe Kevin could rest in peace. I beg you, please come forward. It's not easy.
The appeal through the media took place earlier today, 3 weeks on from a new witness coming forward and talking to detectives. He gave a statement to the major investigation team. That's after an exclusive MFR News investigation broadcast on January 18th, revealing the man's shocking claims, which are spoken by an actor to protect his identity.
I heard a commotion, voices and scuffling or whatever, and then a splash. I went to investigate. I saw the two people and Kevin in the water. I believe he kind of went under the water. I must have made a noise, because the two people looked round and one gave chase.
The new witness there, who has post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health issues. So what's happened since then? Well, we found out the new investigation's progress during the appeal made by Detective Superintendent James Smith.
Recently, there's information came into our possession, which we are currently assessing. We're going through that with it's a complex and detailed piece of work, which we're going through. Obviously, 21 years has passed. And we want to be as thorough and professional in relation to that information as possible. We do have officers working on the new information that's came to light recently. We have experienced detectives from the Homicide Governance and Review Department who are working on that information, like I say, meticulously going through it, painstakingly going through the details that we've been given.
So this could be the last chance for the MacLeod family to get answers, because it was confirmed to them just before Christmas last year by the man currently in charge of Police Scotland that vital evidence has been lost since the Legacy Police Force's initial botched inquiry, as Kevin's uncle Alan explains.
In December, DCC Livingston apologised and finally admitted, after nearly 21 years, that Kevin's death should have been investigated as a murder by Northern Constabulary, and they failed to act on that instruction.
Top Scots cops are said to be very busy with their so-called complex inquiries, and if you know anything that could help them, however big or small, you're being urged to pop into the police station, chat to a bobby on the beat, or dial 101.
If you come forward and give us any information, regardless of what it is, how small it is, or how insignificant you think it may be, we will listen.
That's all for now. John Rose will have the news headlines for you at 6:30.
Weather with ERG Scotland. For the perfect view, discover the all-new Optima Windows range.
Still dry for many, especially in the east. Clear skies bringing a widespread frost. A chance of some sleety showers into Saturday. Highs of 2 degrees Celsius. In Wick for MFR News, I'm Brian Rutherford.
All the biggest hits. All day long. MFR.